This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New developments in the investigation of yesterday's fatal shootings in Jersey City, New Jersey, which happened at a kosher grocery store. Mayor Stephen Phillips says on one hand,
we do feel comfortable that it was a targeted attack on the Jewish kosher deli across the street here.
However, investigators are still not ready to say it was motivated by anti-Semitism. Three innocent civilians, a veteran Jersey City detective, and the two suspects were all killed. A lockdown that was imposed at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi earlier this morning has been lifted. Details of what led to the lockdown not yet released, but the base's Twitter feed sent a message saying it was not a drill and did order personnel to shelter in place. There are also reports that at least one suspect is in custody in connection with whatever happened. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information than this may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg named this morning as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. She has followed that announcement by speaking today at a climate summit in Madrid, accusing wealthy nations of inventing ways to avoid slashing greenhouse gas emissions. Hours after Democrats in the U.S. House filed two articles of impeachment against him, the president calls the charges flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous. He speaks at a rally held in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
They send these two things, they're not even a crime. This is the lightest, weakest impeachment.
The House Judiciary Committee will begin consideration of those two articles of impeachment against the president at a meeting this evening. One of them alleges abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. The full House expected to debate and vote on Trump's impeachment next week. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A surge in refinances prompting a rise in mortgage applications. They rose 3.8% last week. Refis were up 9% while applications for loans to buy homes fell 0.4%. President Trump will sign an executive order today aimed at fighting anti-Semitism on college campuses. The order will interpret Judaism as a nationality and not just a religion. A White House official says the order, first reported by the New York Times, will allow the Trump administration to do more to combat anti-Israeli sentiments and divestment movements on campuses. It would require colleges and universities to treat those attitudes and movements as discriminatory, or they could lose federal funding. And guess who's going on tour?
Hey! While the cartoon was playing, I took an ordinary potato like this and stuck some pencils in it. And I made an animal that looks like this.
Actor Paul Reubens, the man behind Pee-wee Herman, is planning to celebrate the 35th anniversary of his movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure by taking it on tour. He'll stop in 20 cities to show the film, and then he'll tell stories from behind the scenes. Remember, you can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop.
Hey, hope you're enjoying your day, and it's only getting better. That's what we can hope for, right? And keep working toward that end, just being around people that, you know, light, whose eyes, I like what Andre Schill said, you want to be around people whose eyes light up when they see you coming, right? Man, I'll tell you, that just warms your heart, and especially this holiday season. It was so funny, we were laughing, oh my gosh, it was just so hysterical, that story that Samantha Mao shared with us yesterday about the gal at the Wawa. She went and was putting some gas in her car and was paying for her gas and getting a couple things, and thought, well, it's Christmas season, so she wanted to do something nice for somebody. And the person behind her had some water, you know, a bottle of water. She said, hey, I want to buy that for you. And he, wow, really? Okay. So anyway, she buys his water. Well, when she comes out, she sees him washing her windshield. And she gets all excited about it. She, oh my gosh, this is so great. You know, the season, everybody's so generous and everything. And out of her excitement, she goes and hugs the guy. And it's hysterical. You got to see this video because you're just going to laugh. She goes and hugs this guy, and this guy, it's like going, okay, what's going on here? You know, and she realizes after she's gone through all this and his good feelings and everything and hugging this guy that it's not her car. But her car looks like his car. So it's an honest mistake. But meanwhile, you know, she's telling her story about, and this poor guy's probably thinking, oh my, you know, what is going on? You know, I've been violated here at the Wawa, and all I'm doing is watching the windshield of my car. Dr. Bonner Cohen is with us to make some sense out of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But Bonner, I'm sorry to take a little bit of our time, but, you know, there's been so much serious conversation these days that, you know, when we have moments of levity, I think it's worthy to pause and just kind of laugh, you know?
Oh, it is. And actually, in that connection, our friend Samantha was also committing two environmental crimes. One, she was filling her car with a fossil fuel.
Yes.
Thereby heating up the planet. And secondly, there was a guy there with a plastic bottle. Well,
yes.
Plastic is a petroleum product.
Byproduct, yeah. Right.
And so, it was a sign of just what perils are in store for the Earth.
Right.
Based on that one incident, at least according to the prevailing narrative of the environmental community.
Well, Dr. Cohen, of course, is an environmental scholar. You've heard from him many times here on the show. He's always a welcome guest. He's with the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. And one report that you put out this past week, Dr. Cohen, which I think is just awesome, is that the U.S. is the only country to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions in accordance with the Paris Agreement. Now, I hope all these, Trump haters and everything, you know, they're just so appalled that Donald Trump would take us out of the Paris Accord. There's so much politics and understanding of all that, but all they do is look at the surface and they're screaming and yelling and going, oh, and then facts like this hit them square between the eyes. Now what do they say?
Right, and these are the very people who are also condemning President Trump, not only for taking us out of the Paris Accord, but for also promoting the American energy with the goal of having the United States being the dominant power in oil and gas around the world, which we have, in fact, become. We are the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas. Mm-hmm. We have a booming economy, the lowest unemployment rate in over 50 years, and yet we have succeeded in doing what no one else has done. We have actually reduced our greenhouse gases beyond what was required of us in the Paris Climate Accord, which
exactly.
wisely took us out of. Meanwhile, those howling and screaming the most, most of them at the within the European Union, the EU, have not kept their commitments and are nowhere close to doing so.
Exactly.
So the hypocrisy here is fabulous.
Well, look at what China is doing. Oh, yeah, just, oh, by the way, as a classic example, and this was bothersome, and we saw this early on, is like, yeah, China signed on to it, and it was only to hamstring America all the more, and Donald Trump looks at this because he's reasonable and says, this doesn't make sense. Barack Obama was willing to sell the soul of America for the sake of some, theoretical pipe dream. And but yet I think it's quite rich that those people that love Barack Obama and just see him as the greatest president ever in our history, they cannot see, but yet they jump up and down and just say this guy was the greatest. And the only reason that Donald Trump is being successful is because of Barack Obama and what he put into motion.
The Chinese were absolutely delighted to make all sorts of commitments in Paris, knowing full well that they had no intention of adhering to any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, they were even more delighted to see the U.S. being hamstrung by the Obama administration. Well, Trump saw through mm-hmm. all of this. He said, no, this is not in the interest of the United States. It's not in the interest of ordinary Americans who are now enjoying ready access to abundant, affordable energy,
exactly.
which not only helps with their household purchases, but also has been a key element in creating hundreds of thousands of jobs in this country, a rebound in the manufacturing sector, despite the present unpleasantness with China over tariffs.
Right. But even here in America,
remarkable success story.
Yeah. Even here in America, Bonner, what has this meant to the poor people of America? What has this meant for poverty here in America?
It's meant a great deal because this enables this access to affordable energy means that the disposable incomes of middle income and points downward families will rise because they are spending proportionally less on electricity, proportionally less on transportation than they would be doing elsewhere. In Germany, families pay three times the amount of money that Americans do for electricity. Why? Because Germany switched over to what Angela Merkel, the chancellor, said would be an Energiewende, or a change in energy policy. So mm-hmm. they have gone to wind and solar for much of their energy with a very predictable result. That energy prices have skyrocketed, burdening German families and German industry.
How long are they going to put up with that, Bonner?
I don't know. Everything in Germany moves at a glacial pace.
Right.
They get a bad chancellor like Merkel, they somehow can't get rid of her.
Right.
So I think as long as she is in power, I'm afraid nothing is going to change there at all. But they are slitting their own throats.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump got us out of the Paris Accord because he saw that it made absolutely no sense whatsoever for the U.S. to slit its own throat.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this seems so academic. I mean, you don't have to get into, heavy thought-out calculus to figure this out. I mean, this is simple addition and subtraction, is it not?
Oh, it certainly is, and it's the kind of thing that the one danger is we start taking it all for granted and saying, well, this is nice, but I don't like Trump for this, or I don't like Trump for that reason. The point of fact is there are alternatives, and believe me, they're all bad.
Exactly. Well, I want to get into more of that. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Bonner Cohen. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, I maintain, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about liberty. Whatever policies would come across the threshold of your voting decisions, you need to ask yourself that question. Are we going to be more free or less free? This has been the problem. This is why we are where we are today in America. We've abandoned first principles at the cost, at the expense of our freedoms. And when we're talking about energy, look at what Donald Trump is doing. Donald Trump is doing something which the common man has said makes sense, and that is that we take advantage of the resources and provide energy to everyone across the board. You heard Dr. Cohen in the first segment talk about how, positive the effect has been that America has become energy independent. I mean, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats wanted to get rid of coal altogether. They said, oh, we're going to retrain them. Yeah, retrain them. Then what are they going to do? I mean, what are the poor people in America who count on energy? Do you think we can afford or they can afford energy to the point like they do in Germany, where they're paying three times more than we are here in the United States, all because of this theory that wind and renewables is the way to go? Maybe down the road, possibly, but right now I think there's still too many questions, and they're fair to ask the questions, all consistent and through that filter of are we going to be more or less free? Meanwhile, as Dr. Cohen reported to us, the U.S. is the only country to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions in accordance with the Paris Agreement. So America must be doing something right here, Dr. Cohen, that we're realizing these kind of positive results.
That's absolutely true. And we can look to Germany, we can look elsewhere in Europe to say, well, we really don't want that. Unfortunately, we can also look to, say, the state of California and ask ourselves, is that the future we want? Because California is one of many states that mandate the use of renewable energy. They require that their utilities there purchase a certain amount of their electricity from wind and solar. When they do that, even with the subsidies that those industries get, the price of electricity goes up. And who is harmed by that? Not Leonardo DiCaprio, not the people in Silicon Valley or the hedge fund guys in San Francisco, but the ordinary people of California. The state has already lost most of its middle class and is now left with a gigantic underclass. And this is what happens when you have policies in place that make people feel all very good about themselves. They can virtue signal from morning till night.
Right.
But there are real consequences of that. They affect people's pocketbooks.
Right.
And they eventually just drive those people out of the state because they can no longer afford to live there. And the last thing we want to see is to get the California example and export that to other states.
Yeah, it's amazing that they would deny the bottom line numbers. I mean, they're so clear cut. I mean, to the point, Bonner, I mean, you know, U-Haul says the state of California is the number one state in U-Haul rentals for one-way movement. I mean, think about that. I mean, the people are abandoning ship. It's so ludicrous. And the thing is, I maintain this is all theoretical. And unless you tell me something different, and studies tell me something different, you know, California and others are just dealing in the realm of the theoretical. There's no the science. I mean, you talk about science deniers. They are denying the facts in order to somehow make themselves, as you say, feel good and virtue signal to everybody. Oh, look at us. Look at what we're doing. But, I mean, but there's no consideration of cause and effect, just other than they feel good.
No, and absolutely no appreciation whatsoever for the consequences for ordinary people of what
exactly
they're doing. The people in Silicon Valley and Hollywood and San Francisco are making so much money that they live in a bubble. And they are completely blind to the consequences of their policies. And yet all they have to do is find out the information from U-Haul or just look at the people who are leaving the state in droves. And
exactly.
They're leaving for a reason. It's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to leave? Well, they have made it impossible to live there.
Right.
And what if you make it impossible then to make it impossible to live in, say, Arizona or Texas or Iowa or any place else in the country by adopting those same policies, which is exactly what a lot of people want us to do. They want this done nationwide.
Exactly. Well, maybe those cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles deserve the human feces that's being dumped on their streets. Maybe it's a commentary from the every man and woman just saying, you know, for you and your policies, this one's for you.
Yeah, this one's for you. And, you know, that disease has spread north. It's in Portland, Oregon now. It's in Seattle, which is also a holy mess, which is home to a lot of money, but it's also home to a lot of crazy policies. And the streets there are becoming every bit as filthy and unhealthy as they are in San Francisco and Los Angeles. We, at the very least, we need to keep that on the West Coast and not take that elsewhere, because this is really a threat to public health.
Well, we're being set up for a plague of epic proportions here, Bonner. You know, you and I have talked about this before. Already it was reported. I mean, when I first made that statement earlier this year, people said, oh, Bill, you're jumping the shark. You're going over. And I said, no, I don't see this to be the case, because when you look in history, when plagues, proliferated, all this stuff, you had a congestion of people, you had a breakdown in hygiene. All this stuff is in play right now, and this is what you have in Los Angeles, parts of San Diego, including, up and down, the state of California, and this is being ignored. And then what did they report here a couple of months ago in Los Angeles, but that we're dealing with medieval diseases in Los Angeles? Hello.
That's right. We're going back to the age of the Black Death in the 14th century. And we have the medical wherewithal and know-how to stop all of this. As a matter of fact, we've had it for a long time. But these people who are in power in Sacramento, Eugene, and elsewhere on the West Coast are instituting policies that have the very predictable consequence of bringing these diseases back, and those diseases will spread. It is absolute lunacy.
Right. And then it's bad enough with all the forest fires and the problems with flooding. I mean, I was born and raised in California. I saw that cycle every year, what they would do. And this has been a continuation of just stubborn policy that wants to go against predictable patterns. I mean, you have the fires that come in, you mismanage the forests out there, you set it up for, you know, this conflagration that takes place, and then right behind it, then you get the rains that come to California, where it's, they say it never rains, but when it rains, it floods, and then there you go, and then, they come back, and they tax the people, and they come, you know, for the big treasury, the federal government, say, hey, we need help here. Well, you know, how much longer do the other 49 states have to protect stupid?
I mean, that's right.
I mean, we're rewarding stupid, and it's no wonder they just keep doing that. I mean, this isn't something that's only been happening in the last couple. This has been going on for decades, Bonner.
It has been. And rather than take responsibility and acknowledging, hey, you know, we made some mistakes here. Well, we're all human, so let's correct those mistakes. No, they blame somebody else. In this case, they blame
Trump.
Trump and they blame the climate. And the climate is causing all of this. Well, as a matter of fact, the climate is doing exactly what it always has done.
Right.
The real problem is not the climate; it's the climate policies that are in place, on which they are now doubling down, completely refusing to recognize the enormous amount of harm that they have done.
Well, Jordan Peterson, I think, said it. I keep using his statement because it just rings so true. And that is that you become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's a short answer. I mean, I don't like it. I was raised with, you know, a father that said, don't use that word. Don't say that word. But, you know, there's no other word to describe
what we're
doing right now.
It's a simple word. It's two syllables. And it's right on the money.
And it's to the point. That's for sure. Dr. Bonner Cohen is with us. He's been with us, the environmental scholar with the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Bonner's always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
It's always an honor to be here. Thank you.
You take care. Have a great day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New developments in the investigation of yesterday's fatal shootings in Jersey City, New Jersey, which happened at a kosher grocery store. Mayor Stephen Phillips says on one hand,
we do feel comfortable that it was a targeted attack on the Jewish kosher deli across the street here.
However, investigators are still not ready to say it was motivated by anti-Semitism. Three innocent civilians, a veteran Jersey City detective, and the two suspects were all killed. A lockdown that was imposed at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi earlier this morning has been lifted. Details of what led to the lockdown not yet released, but the base's Twitter feed sent a message saying it was not a drill and did order personnel to shelter in place. There are also reports that at least one suspect is in custody in connection with whatever happened. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky.
A little seasonal music to keep us in the mood here. How you doing? Good to have you along with us. Hope you're enjoying a blessed day. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Been looking forward to this next discussion and the two authors of this new book called The Suspect, An Olympic Bombing. The FBI, the media, and Richard Jewell, the man caught in the middle. For many of us, we've been seeing the trailer of the Clint Eastwood movie that's going to be out next week about the story of Richard Jewell. And this book was a contributing source to the movie. And I want to welcome the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia at the time of the 1996 Olympics and veteran Wall Street Journal reporter and editor. And they're here to talk about the story of this Olympic bombing. Kent Alexander and Kevin Sullivan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. Doing well.
Well, let's start with you, Kent, as the Northern District of Georgia AG, or your U.S. attorney at the time of the bombing. How did this story, I mean, you're there, so you're seeing this and you're going, wait a minute, this has to really be brought out, because though this went through the normal cycles, I think if you ask people today about Richard Jewell, they really still are not fully connected to the real story and what happened to Richard Jewell.
Sure. Well, just looking back 23 years ago now, it was 1996. The Olympics were in Atlanta. There was a bombing in the middle of the Olympics in Centennial Park. 50,000 people were there. And because of Richard Jewell, who discovered this package before there was a blast, only two people died, 100 injured, but it could have been way worse. So he went from hero to villain in a matter of a couple of days, and I was behind the scenes with the FBI as they were investigating. Kevin, my co-author, will talk in a minute, was heading the Wall Street Journal coverage for the Southeast, and both of us thought it was such an interesting story of how things went terribly wrong when Richard Jewell, in fact, turned out to be the hero at the end of the day. So we decided to write about it in sort of novel-like form and in a suspense way, and we're happy to work with Clint Eastwood and his team on their movie.
Yeah, what a great story and a tragedy all at the same time that you bring out in the book, the movie as well. Kevin, for you as a veteran Wall Street Journal reporter, as the events are unfolding here, what is the combination of the facts in your guts telling you at the time?
Well, you know, Bill, there was tremendous pressure on all sides to find out who was the bomber. You know, this was, as Ken mentioned, this was an enormous event. This was the largest peacetime event in history, the Olympics of 1996. There were 197 nations there. 2 million people had flocked into Atlanta. And there was tremendous pressure on all sides, law enforcement, the media, the Olympics organizers, to try to figure out, right, who did this heinous crime of setting off a bomb in what was essentially the town square of the 1996 Olympic Games.
Exactly. Well, Kent, you know, let's put this in context and remind everybody, 1996, where our country was psychologically. I mean, we had already had some domestic attacks. And was the Olympic Committee, was the city of Georgia on guard for this potential attack?
Yeah, just to remind your listeners, you had Oklahoma City not long before. You had Waco. Domestic terrorism was on the rise. You had the first World Trade Center bombing. This was well before 9/11, 5 years before 9/11.
Exactly.
But to answer your question, were we prepared? We spent, when I say we, law enforcement spent well over 2 years in Atlanta and Washington preparing for these games, knowing that there could be an attack either from at home or from abroad. So at the games themselves, there were 30,000 security personnel, including law enforcement and including people like Richard Jewell. So, yeah, there's a huge amount of planning that went into this, as happens at every game and will happen in Tokyo in this coming year.
Kevin, give us a bit of a TikTok here, if you can. Olympic Park and the moments before the bomb blast, as you reported, Richard Jewell saw a suspicious bag. His instinct said, there's a problem here. Go ahead and give us a rundown.
Yeah, Richard later kind of humorously says his seventh sense really told him that there was something that was wrong. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he decided just to skip over the sixth sense. But, you know, Richard was he was not your typical security guard where you just often think it's just someone sitting on a chair not caring very much. Richard had had two law enforcement jobs, including as a deputy sheriff in a rural Georgia county, and had kind of bad experiences with both, had essentially gotten fired from both jobs and was in between law enforcement jobs, but he was a certified police officer of the state of Georgia. And so he was more vigilant than most security guards would typically be. And, in the middle of the night, he spots this Alice pack, this military-style backpack, sitting in the dark under one of the dark green benches. Mm-hmm. And the FBI would later know this bench as Bench A. And Richard decides, okay, this pack should not be there. He tries to find out the owner of the pack. He reaches out to Tom Davis of the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and together they tried to find the owner of the pack. They're unable to do so, and so they move to the the higher level of urgency. They call it in as a suspicious package. And by the way, I should note that there had been, that this was suspicious package number, not suspicious package, but this was bomb threat number 104 of the Olympic Games. We were only on eight.
Wow.
And, so, you know, the Olympics are a kind of place that brings out, you know, the crazies and the weird and, and that kind of thing.
So, and of course, and you got 50,000 people there at Olympic Park. I mean, right? I mean, you got a concert, Jack Mack and the Heart Attack are getting ready to play. So you've got a throng of people, concentrating in Olympic Park.
Yeah. And just to add on to,
go ahead.
To add on to, Kevin, so on the TikTok, it's the early morning. It goes from day eight to day nine. Early Saturday morning, it's about 12:55 a.m. Richard Jewell spots this pack. They try to find somebody, try to find who owns it. He and another agent, an agent named Tom Davis. 12:57, Tom Davis calls it in as a suspicious package, and they start the whole process to check it out. 12:58. There's a 911 call that goes in a few blocks from a payphone a few blocks away with the real bomber saying there's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes. There's no address in the 911 system. The police don't know where to go. The bomb techs crawl up. They take out a pen light. They take a look at this. They see pipes and wires. Law enforcement gathers, pushing people away. Jack Mack and the Heart Attack, the band you mentioned, Bills, playing in the background. People are just getting into the music. It's a party. It's a big party. And the law enforcement folks are talking about evacuating the park, and they're huddling just before the bomb goes off. And they were pushing people away. The bomb goes off, and it was just pandemonium. Ambulances, fire trucks. It was a moment that some people forget about in history, but at the time, it captured the world's attention.
Exactly. And Kevin, Richard Jewell, as you had said earlier, had this sense and this sense of urgency to get people out of harm's way, and so he was doing everything he could. As you know, speaking of the clock, as the clock is ticking here, because now we're down to minutes, right?
Yes, we're. You know, Richard doesn't know about the 30 minutes call. Nobody in the park knows about the 30 minutes call. The 911 call that Kent mentioned. And, you know, what he knows is that as these, as the ATF and FBI agents have crawled toward this pack with a pen light, as Kent described, opened up the bag, in fact, slightly breaking protocol, looking in it and crawling out as expletive, slow as molasses in wintertime, as
Peter
described it. And he realizes this is real.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about freedom, ladies and gentlemen, and we're glad that you're here to fight the good fight with us at 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with the authors of the new book, Suspect, which was a contributing source to the movie that's coming out next week about Richard Jewell, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia at the time of the 96 Olympics, and veteran Wall Street Journal reporter and editor are talking story with us right now on this Olympic bombing, the FBI, the media, Richard Jewell, the man caught in the middle. Kevin, I believe we left off with you and or Kent that you had police are coming in, they're checking out. You had a brave one of the brave individuals decide to go and out of protocol unzip the bag and realize, in fact, we got a bomb here.
Yeah, and Bill, what happens then is that Richard Jewell races into the tower. Mm-hmm. He pushes out the people who are working in that tower. That's the sound and light tower that he's responsible for the stage next door and for some television. And so it's technicians and it's sound engineers and it's light people, and there's 11 people in that tower, and he races up there, gets them out of that tower, and then helps to create the perimeter that that is protecting the people. They're trying to push back this partying crowd of 50,000 and pushing back, and law enforcement then gathers and tries to decide, you know, should we evacuate the park? They've already called the bomb squad from Dobbins Air Force Base, about 20 minutes away. Mm. And now the sense of urgency has really ratcheted up.
Right.
And of course, the bomb explodes. And, as Ken said earlier, because of the work of Richard Jewell, Tom Davis from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, and a number of other really brave law enforcement people, the result is that only one person dies on the spot. Another, a Turkish cameraman later dies of a heart attack racing to film the scene.
Right.
And 111 people are injured, but it would have been scores more.
Without a doubt.
Had it not been for the work of Richard Jewell and the others.
Kent, you said that this was not the only bomb threat. There were over 100 bombings. We're day 8 of the Olympic activity and the celebration, and this is something the public was unaware of, that there were so many bomb threats, but this one was the real deal.
Yeah, they actually deployed the bomb team from Dobbins Air Force Base, which Kevin mentioned, 103 times already. And so this is 104th, and there were a lot more bomb threats after that because they went up quite a bit once this happened. So, unfortunately, the public happily doesn't have to experience this much, but when you're behind the scenes with law enforcement, you deal with this with every Olympics and every major event there is. Bomb threats are just so common, but they don't turn into bombs very often, but when they do, it makes for scary Private Ryan type scenarios, and it was just horrible. It was devastation after this bomb went off.
Well, Kevin, our society, our culture has been so conditioned by instant gratification. Of course, they want to know right away who did it, and in this rush to judgment, you have a situation that turned on its head so quickly. Here you have Richard Jewell celebrated as a hero one moment, and in a matter, of a couple of days now, he's the culprit, the alleged culprit?
There were many reasons why law enforcement should have looked at Richard Jewell. You know, you always look at the person who finds the bomb and reports it. And, you know, there was in 1984 at the Olympics in Los Angeles, there was a similar looking type of hoax in which a police officer found on the Turkish team bus a bomb, picked up the package, ran down the tarmac at LAX, and protected the team. He was cited as a hero, and then everyone figured out it was a complete hoax. The bomb was a fake. Mm-hmm. And so you had that incident. Then you had several other elements of Richard Jewell sort of being saying quirky things at odd times and having been fired from these two different jobs in North Georgia and being someone who collected guns, for instance. And so there was enough there that the FBI absolutely should have been looking at him. Mm-hmm. What completely upended the entire case was that someone in law enforcement leaked this story to a very enterprising reporter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution named Kathy Scruggs.
Right.
And she reported the story. And so now all of a sudden this case is playing out in public as opposed to playing out behind the scenes.
Kent, today, we're hearing a lot about whistleblowers and how they need to be protected and their anonymity, I think all sensitive to this idea of due process, so that things like what happened to Richard Jewell would not happen, but still understanding, like in the other situation in Los Angeles, for example, as Kevin just reported, we allowed some due process. We were able to get to the bottom of it and realize the hoax had existed. But it just really speaks to this time about our emotions ratcheting up so much so that in our expediency to find out, the facts, to the incident, that we jump to conclusions here. And sadly, Richard Jewell and his family were the ones that took the hit.
They took the hit in a big way. Richard Jewell and his mother, Bobby. And if you take a look at 1996, you had the situation where everything had sped up. In some ways, it was the first truly viral news story, bringing a man from obscurity to infamy. And as you said, Bill, 2 days, because in 1996, you had 15,000 journalists in Atlanta. You had NBC wall-to-wall coverage. You had CNN, which is already in place, but MSNBC went online a few days before. Fox News went online, or not online, on air. That year, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Chicago Tribune, everything sped up. And as you said, you've got this issue with, you get an echo chamber that's worse today than ever, where you've got there's a little bit of news, and then you have something called confirmation bias, where it gets repeated and somebody else repeats it and amplifies. And before you know it, Richard Jewell was called a fat failed deputy sheriff in a national publication. He was called a Village Rambo, Unidoofus. Mm. It was just horrendous. And so what we try to do in this book is tell the story of Richard Jewell. He's actually a pretty funny guy, and though he went through some horrible things with along with his mom, Bobby. Mm. But we tell the story through Richard Jewell's life and the intertwined lives of Don Johnson, the FBI agent, who in some ways made the case that wasn't. Kathy Scruggs, a wild, wonderful character played by Olivia Wilde in the movie, who broke the story. And then midway, it's their lives, and then midway through, we introduce the real bomber and three more bombings. So it's just it's a suspenseful tale, but at the end of it, the one of the messages is about Richard Jewell and the human beings at the end of news stories and investigations when they've gone wrong and people start jumping to conclusions.
Well, Kevin, as a veteran reporter yourself, what's the takeaway for the media out of all this?
I think the clear takeaway is slow down. You know, we have now entered a time, and really this started in 1996, in which immediacy started to overwhelm accuracy. And the demand, really, I mean, the demand for that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, the media was feeling tremendous pressure, as Kent mentioned, you know, all of these journalists in town. And, you know, this, essentially this social media story in a pre-social media era. Mm-hmm. And of course, as social media has come up with Twitter and Facebook and such, it has only accelerated all of that. And now what we not only have, journalists attempting to do this, but we have the public demanding immediacy. I need to know the answer right now. And sometimes we don't know the answer right now, but it's so easy to rush to judgment, and it's so easy to pile on once someone else rushes to judgment. We're at a fairly dangerous spot from a media and public perspective.
Yeah, because what potentially is at loss here is credibility of the media, and we need credibility of the media like never before. My prayer and hope, I have to share this with you, Kevin, directly, that I'm just praying that we can reconnect here in terms of some good journalistic values and principles that I think that have been abandoned in the absence of, you know, the true, if I might say, the true and earnest pursuit of truth and the facts over expediency. Kent, we got about a little over a minute here. I'm going to let you wrap this up here for us. As the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia at the time, you had a chance and you got a feel. You know, I mean, I know Kevin as well, but you probably more directly of who Richard Jewell is and his legacy. I mean, he since has passed away. So I'm going to let you wrap it up and bring us home.
Sure. Richard Jewell was an American hero. That's at the end of the day, I hope people recognize that. He was a good guy. He was doing his job, and he did it incredibly well, and he saved a lot of lives. And for Kevin and me, we were just we're so happy to have been able to tell this tale in sort of a suspenseful book, and equally happy that Clint Eastwood and Warner Brothers chose our book as one of the based on sources and brought us on as consultants. I think the book is the big story, and the movie is a wonderful movie and really entertaining and tells the story well in broad strokes.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It comes out on the big screens next week. The world will know his name and the truth, right?
Absolutely. I hope so.
They're the authors of The Suspect, Kent Alexander and Kevin Sullivan right here. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thanks very much, Bill.
Enjoyed it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.